Conservation and wildlife. This is a reef heron that probably you will hopefully find when we do the bird watching. Okay? Our aim in EMG is to conserve and protect the wildlife here in the UAE. Our wildlife is made out of dolphins. Okay, here in the UAE you can find them. And also turtles. Okay, this is the homestead turtle. This turtle lays its eggs around April. Okay, and what we do is we translocate them. We move them from one place to another. Why do we do this? We do this because the fox sometimes comes, digs the hole, and eats the egg. So it's the dangerous for them, that area. So we dig up the hole, we use this cooler that you just saw, carefully, okay? You put the eggs in the cooler, take them to a safer area, dig a hole as deep as the one that was before, okay? Cover it with sand, and then after around 2 months, the new turtles will come out. The release is done at night time, so the birds will not be able to catch the turtles, okay? Also, some of the other wildlife, okay, you can find these very colorful caterpillars of plants, okay, lizards. You have many kinds of species, not only animals, but plants. Due to the construction, as you know, Dubai is all the time under construction. What happens is that a lot of wildlife are getting run over by them, okay? So, EMG's project was to take all the wildlife you could see, as many animals and plants you could get, and take them, translocate them to another area, okay? So they would be able to survive and continue, okay, breeding. This is a group of local ladies who volunteered with EMEG for the wildlife translocation. There have been projects done in Dubai Airport and I think also in Abu Dhabi Airport. We collect all kinds of species. Doesn't matter if they're dangerous. For example, the scorpion. Okay, all animals have to be conserved, okay, and protected. So we put them in sets. Those that are injured, okay, we treat them and then we release them, okay, because we don't want them to die. So carefully, okay, put them in an area where we know it's going to have food. We don't just put them anywhere, okay, and it's safe for them to live. And not only the desert animals are important, okay, as we saw, we're a marine environment company, so we also take care of the marine wildlife, like corals and fish and others. So we also try to save as much as we can the marine wildlife. We have special staff in EMG who are dedicated to this. Okay? This is a project done. This big rock that you see was for the coral translocation. What is a coral translocation? It's the removal of a coral from one area to another area that is safer. Okay? So what they do is they use an epoxy glue, which doesn't dissolve, so it's quite safe for the environment, okay, and stick it to that big rock, and then it will grow. So due to the construction of the Palm Jebel Ali, a lot of coral had to be removed. So EMEG, what did they do? They took as much coral as they could, okay, they put them in these boxes that you saw, and passed them to another area, okay, and then by sticking the coral, you see this is the epoxy, you have a new whole habitat, okay? This is the electrical ray, a new habitat for them, which is very important. So this is actually what I'm explaining now. It's part of the habitat restoration. You are restoring a habitat. It's the house, okay, for the wildlife. What happens is we keep on destroying, okay, their habitat, their house. They keep throwing garbage, all the waste that has been thrown, especially in the ports. We have to collect this waste, okay, so we have a special team that is dedicated to do the aquatic waste cleanup, okay, and also the beach cleanup. Now, what can you find in the ocean that can be waste? For example, plastic or the nets that you just saw. This is a beach cleanup. A lot of birds, you know, that pass by the beach, if they see small pieces of plastic, maybe they think it's food, they grab it and they choke, okay, because it's plastic. So we always record what we have. These are the osprey chicks, okay, the mothers feed them, and you see that they're surrounded by plastic, okay, in their nests. So we have to take care and remove as much waste as we can because that affects the habitat of the wildlife. Also, fishermen leave nets. When they don't want them anymore, if they're broken, they just leave them there. What happens is that the fish gets stuck. So what we do is release it, okay, and take back the nets so it won't happen again. This is some examples of the waste you can see, not only here in Dubai, but also in the other Emirates like Abu Dhabi. This is the Al Batin area in Abu Dhabi. You can find motors for the cars, wheels. Okay, these are just some examples of what you can find there. So we weigh them, okay, to record how much waste is being found, how much is being collected, what is there. And this is a project that Major Ali, he's the president of ENG, and hopefully you'll see him later on, that these cement bricks, they were put down under the water, okay? And again, he did the coral translocation. Took the corals, okay, put them there, and after around 2 years, these are the bricks. And see, all the fish are starting to live there. So you have made a new home for the marine wildlife. Okay, see, these are the bricks. You can see them quite well. Okay, and now you have some filtered coral. Another part is the research and development. Not only do we study, okay, how to protect and conserve wildlife, but also the water quality, okay? So we also have a team that sometimes goes out to the sea and take samples of water to test the water quality, okay? How good is the water? The salinity, how much salt does it have? The pH, if it's acid, how acid it is, or basic, or whatever can affect the water. Also the turtles, you measure them, you weigh them, okay? Also take their DNA. You know what DNA is?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so this way you're studying the animals, okay, in a more detailed way. Also we collect oysters. These are also good indicators. Another also function of EMEG is emergency and response. Okay, emergency response and rescue. Whenever there's an injured animal in the ocean, normally EMEG is informed, and we take care of it as much as we can. Afterwards, we will send them maybe to a more professional area where they can take care of it properly. This is a mole shark, and the one you see before was a whale shark. It's the biggest fish in the ocean. Okay, the whale shark. And these are barnacles that are stuck to the turtle. If they keep growing, okay, it gets heavy, and what happens is the turtle's not able to swim and look for food, so it dies. These are also manta rays you find, dugongs. Sometimes we find animals that are already dead, we can't do really much about them. But we can collect their DNA and study their biology. This is a whale that was hit by a ship. Actually, just a few days ago, another whale was also hit and killed. So we also have to be aware of that, okay? Some of the boats, some of the ships, they just run over there. Now, what are we doing today? We are doing education and awareness, okay? A very important part of EMEG is to educate and aware people. It doesn't matter the age, it doesn't matter if it's a school, a university, or a corporate group, okay? This is a very important key of EMEG, okay? okay, to educate people. This is a special needs group that came. So it doesn't matter what background you're from, okay, or your age, everybody has to be aware of the environment and how we can protect it. This is a mangrove relay you'll be doing later on. This is a waste that we collect during the beach cleanup. Okay, these some groups, they like to do art from it, and afterwards we throw it again. This is Clean Up the World. It's an event we do each year. We call our volunteers and our members, okay, to help us clean up the beach. So they do their contribution to the environment. This is a camera we used to have. It had a problem because of the illegal waste, the illegal plastic that was thrown out in the desert, if you see. They would eat it. This would be in its stomach. So it would keep on eating the plastic. It wouldn't feel hungry, but then it wouldn't have any nutrients. So what happened was it would die, okay, because it didn't have energy. It didn't have any more nutrients in it. This is a mangrove plantation you will do later. The mangrove is very important because it absorbs a lot of carbon dioxide, more than the normal average plant. And it also can live in salty water, which is very important for the UAE because we don't have a lot of fresh water. So these are just examples of the kind of groups that we receive here in the reserve. You have local ladies who come from universities, okay, do something like that, artwork. And we also do this event sometimes, the fish collection, okay, with the net. We collect the fish and afterwards we release it, okay, we don't keep it. And this is the hamor. If you're lucky, you'll find in the lagoon we have here in front. The water is a bit turbid, so you won't be able to see it very clearly. As I told you before, Major Ali, he's an Emirati, he's local. Okay, for him it's very important that the Emirati culture is passed on to everybody. Okay, and lots of us, we're foreigners, we have no idea about the Emirati culture. So during summer mainly, we do events where we show the people what is the real tradition of the Emirates. So you have local ladies who will do bread for you, the typical coffee, you know, this coffee that you sometimes have with these small cups, the bread. Also, henna, sometimes they do the henna. And this is the system of collection of water that they used to have before the Masafi water was in the supermarket. They used to collect it by well. Other events that happen in the summer, apart from the heritage events, are also the competition of boats, okay, of dhows. This is also very traditional here in the Emirates. Music, dancing. So it's a very good chance for anyone who doesn't know a lot about the Emirates. Come. This is a corporate group that did an event, and they put flour in the plates and a coin. So the first guy who took it with his mouth, the coin, okay, would win. Of course, another important aspect of the Emirati culture is the falconry. This guy maybe stayed 2, 3, 4, even 7 months to capture just one falcon. Afterwards, he sells it for a very good price, but normally the falcon will go to the chef. I'm sure you've seen this before, maybe Heritage Village or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And of course, the traditional games. This is a pearl diving dhow. What these guys are doing here, these kids, they're putting cement with fat over the dhow, okay, so the water will not get in it. Now, the pearl diving, before a long time ago, was a very important source of income, source of money for the Emirates. So they used to put a basket around their neck, go diving down with no goggles or anything, get the oysters, put them in the basket, and then if they were lucky, okay, they would open the oysters and find a pearl. Now the pearls, natural pearls, are very expensive. Because normally what you find in the jewelry shops are cultivated pearls, okay, which are easier to find. This is a boat race. Okay, and the last part is the underwater filming. All the images that you've seen now under the water have been done by staff from EMEG. So for projects, also they hire our services, EMEG, what for? To film, okay? Because the filming gives a very good information of what is under the water, okay? And not a lot of people are qualified to do it. So we have a lot of divers that have filming skills. So these are just some animals and images you can find here in the UAE, okay? A lot of you are divers? Any of you divers?
Yeah.
Where do you normally go diving?
The world?
Yeah. You can go diving there?
It's forbidden.
So, what did you see there?
Lots of fish.
And what kinds of?
Barracuda.
Barracuda.
Yeah, dorad.
It's a good diving site?
It's really nice.
So you've probably seen, because a lot of people, they don't have the chance to dive or to go snorkeling. They don't have a chance to see all these things. So it's nice to be to have this information, okay? A lot of people that come, especially local ladies, they don't dive. They've never seen what is actually under the water. And showing these kind of images is actually very good for them, because they find out exactly what they have, okay? Because it's very important to know what is in the marine, okay, to be able to figure out how to save the wildlife, right, and to protect it, because it's worth protecting. Can you? Okay, do any of you have any questions about this? Yes.
What's the name of the glue used to...
Epoxy.
How do you spell it?
Epoxy.
What's epoxy?
Epoxy is the type of glue they use for the coral. I think before they used to use cement, but it wasn't very good. I think they're using that. Any more questions? Anyway, later on, you also have a moment of the Q&A, okay? Questions you can ask. So if you come up with anything, let us know, okay? So, we'll all go out now, get the binoculars, and see if we're lucky enough to find birds, okay? Remember in the video I showed you the reef heron, okay? Reef heron is quite common here. Sometimes you can actually find two or three. But I hope we're lucky and we can find the grey heron, and the other day there were some flamingos and other, like, sand plovers and so on. So hopefully we're lucky now we can find something. It was a bit foggy this morning, but hopefully now it's dispersed a bit and we can see something, okay? So let's go out, get the binoculars, and we'll head to the...